Public radio reporters continue to canvass the state today as Oklahomans vote in the 2018 midterms. Logan Layden made his way to a polling place at a retirement home in Tulsa, where turnout has been brisk all day.
An election inspector told me there were a dozen people lined up to vote when polls opened at the University Village retirement community in Tulsa, which he says is unusual for a midterm election. Jessie Bergschneider was on her lunch break from the local tag office. She says teachers need to have the tools to teach future generations, but don't assume she's voting for a particular party.
Some Democrats, some Republicans, some independent. I don't go strictly by party. I go for who I believe is going to do what they say they're going to do. And that's not a partisan thing. That's a heart thing.
Misty Jarrett works for Quantum Aviation at the Tulsa International Airport. Her father is in hospice care at the retirement community. Her top issue is health care, followed closely by Donald Trump.
The mess. Things are too messy. If we can take account of how many lies have been told, very alarming for me.
But Jarrett forgot to update her ID after her recent divorce, so she was turned away from this polling location.
I'm just going to smile through it because I was really upset.
For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Logan Layden in Tulsa.
Voters in South Oklahoma City are also making their way to the polls today. Kaitlee Mills talked to two voters who say education and the state's economy are the reasons they're casting their ballots today.
Outside a polling location at the Windwood Free Will Baptist Church, Tom Cole supporter and University of Oklahoma professor Doris Benbrook says she is most concerned about the state's economy, but struggles with giving tax breaks to oil and gas companies.
On the one hand, we really need them for the economy, but on the other hand, will they go away if we don't keep giving them the tax cuts? So that balance and playing that game and the negotiation, I think, is critical, and we need real professionals in the office who could handle that delicate situation.
Harry Pelfrey is a retired air traffic controller. His big reason for voting today? Democratic gubernatorial candidate Drew Edmondson.
He's strongly in favor of supporting education, and he's also strongly in favor of reinstituting the 7% oil tax. And I think both of those are good ideas.
Pelfrey came prepared and brought along a cheat sheet for the five state questions on Oklahoma's ballot. For Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Kaitlee Mills.
We'll be following election news and results throughout the day and into the night on Oklahoma's public radio stations.